future. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, diminished obligation to my nature.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson. And you're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are global. We are worldwide. Our ratings are up in places that we will never visit in our lifetime. Sweden, Germany, Italy, even North Korea, believe it or not, South Korea. They're listening. They are listening. Good morning, everybody. We have a very interesting subject today, and I have a very special announcement to make. If you'd like to come into the studio, you know the number is 319-527-6099. That's 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio, and that's the number to get your voice heard around the world. If I interviewed you before, if you're an author, musician, or whatever, I'm welcome you to the show. You can come on in and have a comment on any of the conversation, but don't forget to promote what you're promoting. That's important. Very important. I haven't had my coffee yet, so I am winging this. Our top story today that we're going to be talking about, Scott Lloyd. If you don't remember that name, you should. If you don't know the name, you should. But if you don't, I'll tell you a little bit about this guy. Because you should know who he is. He's our main subject today. Scott Lloyd. He's a Trump appointee. Scott Lloyd was appointed, and Trump appointed him, to work with the immigration situation. In fact, he headed it up when we had the kids coming in. You remember the kids that we took away from their, separated them from their family and stuff like that? And we're going to get more information on him. It's very important. But I'm going to read something that's even more important than that. And I promise you, it will be the transition for Scott. Uh-huh. And if you guys don't know what, ORR is, it's the Office of Refugee and Resettlement. He was in charge, like I said before, of the immigration problem. And he was a bad boy. But like I said, usually in the morning, our morning crew's not here. I'm talking to you. But before we get to him, I want to, and I promise you, this is good. If you stay with me, follow me, this will go to a transition about Trump administration. If you follow me, I promise. But before we get that, I know that Trump wants to deny everything, even though it's on record on Twitter and so on and so forth, where Bob Woodward book, where he says he downplayed the coronavirus because he didn't want to make a panic. Well, the press is not leaving him alone, so he's going to try to spin it. So he said he didn't downplay it, he upplayed it. Now, I don't know what upplayed means, but I'm going to search it. Upplayed. I think it's two words, if there is a word. Let me search what upplayed means. So I'm searching right now. And I'm thinking it's two words, because I have not heard that word before. But I put in upplayed, and I think Trump made a new word, because on CBS News it says here, here's the headline. Trump claims he upplayed the coronavirus after previously saying he wanted to downplay it. But he's saying he didn't want to downplay it, that's fake news. Even though we heard him say it in his voice. And I know that he's going after Biden, saying that Biden's not there. He wants to keep using that narrative. But let's see what upplayed means, because I got a feeling I don't know what the word is. So let's give him a benefit of the doubt. And here's a story right now. So at least we get the idea, because let's be fair. It's a commercial, so it will play. But I'll talk until the commercial stops playing. President Trump on Tuesday claimed he actually upplayed COVID-19 after telling Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward he always wanted to play it down. Mr. Trump made the comments during an ABC News town hall with undecided voters. And I think the commercial is done playing. Let's hear it.
Tackling reporters' questions, but last night he faced a new challenge from undecided voters. The ABC News town hall covered a series of issues, including the coronavirus pandemic that is still causing nearly 1,000 deaths a day in the U.S. As Weijia Zhang reports, the president defended his response and saw a lot of pushback.
Why did you throw vulnerable people like me under the bus?
Voter after voter pressed President Trump about his handling of the pandemic.
Why don't you support a mandate for national mask wearing?
And each time the president defended himself and deflected blame.
If you believe it's the president's responsibility to protect America, why would you downplay a pandemic that is known to disproportionately harm low-income families and minority communities.
Yeah. Well, I didn't downplay it. I actually, in many ways, I upplayed it in terms of action.
Not only has Mr. Trump admitted on tape to downplaying COVID-19, but for months he pushed messaging contrary to the science, even repeating again last night that the virus is going to disappear.
Over a period of time, sure, with time, it goes
many deaths.
And you'll develop herd, like a herd mentality. It's going to be herd developed, and that's going to happen. That will all happen. But with a vaccine, I think it will go away very quickly.
President Trump was asked what he would do to address the fact that black people in the United States are more than three times more likely to be killed by a police officer than white people, following the deaths of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and others at the hands of police.
Well, I think they were tragic events, and I do feel that we have to also take into consideration that if you look at our police, they do a phenomenal job.
But most of the president's answers defended law enforcement.
We have to give the police the respect that they deserve, and we have to give them their mojo.
There was this emotional exchange with a recently naturalized citizen who lost her mother last month to cancer.
I came in 2006 with my mom. From the Dominican Republic. Sorry.
That's all right. And just take your time. That's fine.
She asked on behalf of her mother how the president planned to reform immigration, but he could not provide any details.
We are doing something with immigration that I think is going to be very strong because we want people to come into our country, people like you and like your mother. And we're working on something very hard right now, and in a very short time we're going to be announcing it.
Immigration was a central theme of his campaign in 2016, but as we just heard, President Trump is still teasing a new plan. That was the case for a number of big issues, from health care to law and order. At times, the president sounded less like an incumbent, more like a challenger, promising future solutions. But he is in full campaign mode, with plans to speak tonight at a fundraiser here in Washington. Tony?
Full campaign mode it is. Weijia, thank you very much.
Well, we have nothing to worry about because we have that herd mentality, which is no such thing. It's called herd immunity. But mentality, herd mentality, okay. And then he claims that everybody in the world owns stock, which is not true. But okay. Then he blamed, he said that Biden wants to put a mass moratorium on people. He promised that. He said Biden promised that. And then he says, why doesn't he do it? And Joe Biden texted or he posted, because I'm not the president. I promised that if I was president, I would do it, but... I'm not the president, but if you'd like to chip in, I'd be glad to be president. So some people would say he had an off night. So we have learned some new words today. Upplayed, herd mentality, and Biden's the president. Okay. And I like to promise something that I never say anything. Well, we like to do it. Something special is coming down. You know, typical Trump. But I want you to stay with me for a minute because we have something very interesting, and it's going to get into deep, deep, deep detail. And I promise you it will transition. It's going to be sad. By the way, I have people in the studio. And I don't like to put people on hold. But I will get to my thought because it's very important. And I have a special announcement to make, too. That's going to be fun. Good morning, Fuck You Joe. Good morning. And good morning, Cole. I think this is Cole. Good morning, Cole. Good morning, Fuck You Joe. Good morning,
Good
guys.
Morning, Brian. Good morning,
oh,
Joe.
Laverne. Why do I keep getting that phone number mixed up? Damn, Cole. Good morning, lovely Laverne. Yeah.
Good morning,
good morning, babe. And I don't mean you, Brian.
Good morning,
good,
Joe.
Good morning, Joe, babe. Good morning, buddy.
You cannot hear a thing that you are saying if you are not if you are listening to Blog Talk on your computer or wherever.
Oh no! Seriously?
Oh, that's a good thing. Oh, you shouldn't have told them. Shouldn't have told them. Should have let them continue on for the next 3 hours, putting me to sleep.
Wow. I don't know what to do. Either I could kill this show, because I have no control over that, Laverne. I can kill this show.
Kill it!
I'm going to have to... Huh? I'm going to have to... Laverne, thank you so much. Thank you. Hey, Joe, you bastard. Laverne, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm going to kill...
Why don't you test it out?
Since I called in,
how bad is
it's
it,
not
Laverne?
Even
right.
Your voice mumbled, but it's not playing at all.
Really? Let me try this.
Really?
Let me try this. Hold on. How about now? How about now?
Okay.
Same thing.
Let me see.
All right, sweetheart.
Let me refresh my page.
Sure.
Let's see if that's going to.
This
okay, it's loading
time.
Back. So let's
yeah,
see.
Yeah, second time it happened.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, it's still.
Is it
mumble jumbled.
It's really? Thank you so much, Laverne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to kill this show and go up in about 5 minutes, people. So I'm going to do another show. Let's see
okay.
if that kicks in, okay? Laverne, thank you so much.
Okay.
Joe, fuck
mm-hmm.
you, Joe. Thank you, Laverne.
No
Joe.
Problem.
All right, baby. 5 minutes, everybody. I'm going to kill this show and come back up. See you guys in a bit. You know, it's
fuck
not
you
even.
Too, Brian.
It's not even taking me out. Wow. All right, let me hang up and I'll start in 5 minutes. Bye.